disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Remember when Casey Kasem used to get letters from jail and stuff? He'd always go, "This one comes from Lompoc, and it reads, Dear Casey, protection my ass. Give that punk my digits and email. I'd love to meet up with her. LOLOLOL. Protection my ass. This gets better by the minute. Made for TV stuff. I would scrap with that bitch in a heartbeat." And then Jay gives us the, "Now would you please play Kill That Bitch?"
She left this on her Facebook page.
This is on her Facebook.
Hey, so this is a quick message for Barb from Jay Guttentag, the one and only Jay Guttentag. Hey, you little chump. Get my email from John. Email me.
Now, wait a minute.
Let's see what's up. I'll scrap you any day, anytime. Yeah. Let's go.
No, Jay, no.
This is not where
Jay,
we wanted to go with
no,
this.
I was looking for a Lincoln Douglas-style debate on the phone. No,
I told you.
Formal.
I know you told me, but this is not what I'm asking for. Now, if you kids decide to yard scrap, that's on your own volition. All I want is a Lincoln Douglas-style debate. 1 minute from you, 1 minute rebuttal.
We're looking to build bridges.
That's exactly right, Brady. We're trying to help these kids.
You're just pounding that beehive.
I am pounding
slapping it.
The beehive of communication.
Someone's going to end up getting stung to
you
death.
You kids are going to end up back in jail with this kind of stuff.
There
Jay,
will
no
be no
threats.
Scrapping.
There'll be no physical contact. 6 feet social distancing. Now, let's call on the phone and get it on. Hey, Jay, Barb said, unlike some people, I actually got a job. Not sure I have time to get on the phone and argue with her.
You have 30 seconds?
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, we'd still love to chat with you.
Sounds like backing down to
me. And I even told Barb, I said, look, she said, I actually work for a living, having a hard time even messaging enough. And I said, look, Barb, I get that. But if you want to call around 8:20, we'll keep it brief and maybe you and Jay can be friends when this is all over. Jay is all over this. Gangster ass punk, gangster keyboard typing ass in hiding. Man, this is great. Now, I don't want any physical behavior or threats. I'm not encouraging any of this.
What do you want them to talk about?
I want them to Lincoln Douglas style debate their
what are we debating?
Grievances. Their
what
grievances
topic?
With each other. They have grievances, Eric. One has a problem with the other, and I'd like to give them an opportunity in a forum to say, this is my problem with you, Jay Guttentag. And then Jay can say, well, Barb, I'm not sure who you are, bitch, you keyboard warrior. And then they would go back and forth.
Sometimes they're misunderstood.
That's right. Maybe it's just a lack of communication between these two. Now that they're out in the free world, I don't need this blowing up at the Quick Trip in front of me.
We need less scrapping.
That's right. We need more love.
Oh, a boy. Debate. Oh, God.
Tell that punk-ass bitch I'm at work right now. Regards, Jay.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Best always.
And it reads, Dear Casey, tell that punk-ass bitch I'm also at work right now. Could you please play Take This Job and Shove It for Barb?
I want to hear Jay call. I humbly disagree.
Yeah, I would love that.
With your statement.
I've heard what you say, and I say this in return. You ignorant whore. Why, my Sally and I used to talk about you all the time.
Oh, she doesn't even know who she is.
Your nickname was Rank Beaver. Okay. Well, Jay, no more threats. I do not sanction any of this. I just wanted you two to talk it out. I'm trying to facilitate, kind of like an arbitrator. I'm the arbitrator of felonious females fights.
Are we the number one show in the prison?
Gotta be. Who else would they listen to? I mean, maybe a few of them were in a cell with Beth for a while, but I doubt. She kept Friends. Jay, do you know Beth and Friends?
Now, she was the leader of that prison.
Now, I won't hear a word of Jay telling me she'd make Beth back down. That woman will Folsom roll you in a heartbeat. That's Beth and Friends.
The morning shiv.
Yeah, her friends are the other, that's her gang. That woman is strong.
I hear she's tatted all up.
From that's why she always wears sweater in the summer and stuff.
A lot of cardigans.
All of her prison tats. One time I was at an event and Beth came by and said, "Hey, I'm Beth. I understand you're here for my throne." I'm like, "I don't want anything that isn't mine, ma'am."
She had those weightlifting gloves on.
Yeah, and she just got done with a stack. She just lifted a stack, squatted it in front of me for no reason. It was at a restaurant. She brought the stack with. That's how strong she is. And then she rolled up her sleeves, and on her sleeve it just said King of Radio on her arm in prison tat. And then the other side said, "Let's scrap." I'm like, "Oh boy, Beth's ready to go. Got these in the joint." And then it said Raven and a couple of dates underneath. I think that was her girlfriend that she lost in one of the big prison scrums.
Hammer time.
She's mean. She scared all of iHeart is afraid of her. The whole building scared to death of the Beth. In fact, they call her Death. Death and Friends, they call her. I love this. Anyway. And I don't know why so many people know Jay.
Man, no kidding.
I was in, so I said, "Dear John."
"Dear Casey, my name is Robin. I was in the Pinto with Jay for 8 years. She was the most kind and careful and caring, helpful person there. I have her back. I just wanted you to know that when your prison riot starts, I'm on Team Jay."
Sure. KUPD's big prison riot will get going soon.
That's where U-Fest is going to be.
That's
rescheduled.
Right. Going out there to the east or the west valley, and we're just going to set up a little Volbeat.
Courtyard.
"I am not encouraging physical behavior. Lincoln Douglas style debates. That's it. That is all I'm after. That's all I care about right now. These ladies have their moment in the sun together and talk it out like adults." Who's with me? How great is this so far? Anyway, wait a minute. What's that? It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. Uh-oh, Jay's on the phone. Oh, no, she's floor zoning us. It's the battle cry. It's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Brady Reported.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Hi. We've made it. Happy Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
Okay.
On the day that I'm turning Kirby's in.
You can buy it from Brady.
$90 a month rental.
You're punishing her? She's no longer a cellist?
She's not spending time on it.
Oh, yeah. You got to get rid of the stuff she doesn't want.
It's not a
And they shut down music was on your own, basically, since...
She doesn't want to be a cellist. Yeah. Is that what she was playing,
the
big fat cello?
No, she had the stand-up bass.
Cello.
Whoa.
It's the same. It was a little bit small. It wasn't the...
Is she plucking it, or
big.
Is she...
Both.
She's plucking and bowing.
Alex did that, too. He chose that one because he wouldn't have to haul it home, which
Smart.
I was actually happy
Smart
for him.
Kid. She has no interest in music then?
A little bit in guitar, and so her aunt gave her a guitar.
Yeah.
And she every once in a while picks it up.
She probably needs a teacher, Brady. You can't just...
Well, I'm looking into it, but as soon as she takes it up...
She got the YouTube, John.
Yeah.
It's true. She can YouTube some lessons, but maybe a little guidance from the old man would help.
And then I forgot.
Bonding time? What's that, John?
Well, now go in there and go, "Are you going to play this or not?"
My buddy Ryan Amstutz asked me if I'd say happy birthday to his wife, Deb, today. I told him no. So, and he's like, he also said, "I don't want to give her age because I could get in trouble."
They don't want to give her AIDS?
Her age.
Oh,
out.
I heard it.
Because it's like happy wife, happy life type situation.
How old is she?
18. She turned 18.
His wife is 18?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
You're really fumbling around with this one. I don't know what the hell's going on. Congratulations to Ryan Amstutz.
Too many balls in the
air. He would
get
in trouble for
that. His teen wife.
She's legal now. It's okay.
Great work, Brady.
This will be a message they'll say forever.
Yeah. Just try to trudge through that one, Lumberjack.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Lumberjack of words.
The first college football game ever ever played was against a Canadian school.
In Nassau.
In the United States.
My dad coached it. It was in Havana.
The game was between McGill University from Montreal and Harvard in 1874. It was a thriller. Ended 0-0.
That's right.
In the tie.
But Harvard throttled them later in the written portion of the game.
The ninth biggest export by the United States.
Halftime is a quiz, and we'll throttle you, McGill.
You will not.
That needs to come back, the word throttle. I'd like to hear one of those inner city athletes go, I just can't wait to get out there and throttle them Ravens. That was a great old timey word. Well, I will throttle you.
The ninth biggest export by the United States is human and animal blood.
Number nine.
It's bigger than soybeans, corn, or gold.
Yes.
Almost all of the wasabi we eat in the U.S. is actually a mixture of horseradish, mustard, starch, and food coloring.
It's a lie?
The real wasabi is usually too expensive to import.
We replicate it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... I don't know.
Put like a tiny bit in your soy sauce anyway.
Yeah. I actually glob it up pretty
good. You put the whole thing?
I do most of it. Yeah. My soy sauce turns pretty much a weird pasty diarrhea
cloudy
color. Yeah, it gets... I like hot. Wasabi gets you. I can bite wasabi in little bits by itself and take a bite of a wing, but I can't smear it all over something because it's too much.
It's not even wasabi, apparently.
Yeah, evidently. It's just hot paste. Speaking of hot paste, we'll get them prison fights coming up in just a little bit.
Is it going down?
I'm working.
You need to trademark that term.
Hot paste.
don't start promoting it if it doesn't happen.
I'm promoting. Yeah. That's what part of promotion is. Yeah, it's the hype before to get everybody interested.
You can fail sometimes.
Not even lined up.
No. What you do, Eric, if you've ever watched boxing, is you call them out. And the promoter goes, oh, this could be a giant disaster if this man in this corner says anything. And they don't have an agreement. But you build it up for interest. Now I'm promoting interest.
Got her son's Donnybrook.
They'll be forced to have a Donny.
820, it's on.
It's not necessarily 820, but that's what we're shooting for. And I tell you right now, anybody who doesn't want to be part of it's a puss.
We're halfway there.
Yeah.
We got one fighter.
Typical.
One debater.
Typical broads. Can't count on them to get in any sort of real activities when it comes to man stuff. No, that's a different Barb. I got real excited.
Yeah, you can't just throw any Barb in the mix.
Barb, do you want to fight a prisoner?
I'm a housewife.
There's a couple that got caught violating social distancing rules on a Brooklyn subway platform. They were wearing masks, but they were getting it on. And there's a little video. There's a still shot.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, and also not facing each other, which is also COVID-friendly. Very smart.
Go for it.
It's the one position that you can be in publicly and not spread the disease. With her face pushed into the floor.
Yellowstone National Park just reopened. There's already been one tourist who was injured when she got too close to a bison.
They're saying
that just knocked her down.
Stupidest headline I've seen. The bear population in Yellowstone's quadrupled since COVID. And I'm like, it's February. They have a gestation period a little longer than 3 weeks. And they didn't know we weren't going to start, that all of a sudden we were going to stop showing up.
I heard the animals are like wandering everywhere
now. That's what's happened is that we're now realizing how close we've always been, and they've been hiding. Like, they've been really compliant in us wandering around in their woods. And now that we're not there, they're like, they're not here. We can do what we want. And they're like, there's tons of them now. It's like four times as many as normal. It's because we're not there. They don't have to hide. But think about that. Next time you're in the woods, if Yellowstone and all the people that are there every day are saying they're seeing four times the amount of animals, how close have you been to one of those grizzlies or brown bears or black bears up in the woods? And you don't even know it. They said cougars are everywhere up there. I never see them. Like, every once in a while, you'll spot one. But evidently, they're all over, and they're just hiding from us.
And you mentioned the population thing, the actual count sometimes.
Yeah, who knows?
Changed.
Yeah, they don't know. And that's from the guys at Yellowstone that are there
every day.
Some
of them have pretty accurate if they're actually, you know, like tagging the animals.
Yeah, I thought they've tagged all of them.
Yeah, but they can't tag
not all of them.
Clearly they haven't. They think there's four times as many as they've ever seen before right now. And that's from the
I wonder what
Rangers.
The margin of error is on that when they estimate, you know, because there's different categories too of endangered, you know.
Look, I don't know.
See, don't get Brady going, John. What are you
start
doing?
Talking about
winding him up. Stop it.
I think that we need less zoos and more Yellowstones. Yay! Where are all the people, boo-boo? Look at all the bears. So many picnic baskets.
I've got some smugglers news.
Is that a Friday
smugglers?
Thing?
I thought it was Science Day.
Yeah, it is Science Day.
I text you. I have both. You know, the one's
He's right
rare.
There. Just talk
I'll
to him.
Okay, I've got some science news.
What are you texting him for, man? The guy's literally 4 feet from you.
No, wait. Oh, it was earlier. Oh, he was in the other room.
Oh, you couldn't get up and go.
You texted him in the other room?
I'm not going to deal with talking with it.
I'm Professor Brady Bogan, and this is your science news.
Dear Richard, it's Brady Bogan. Remember?
But you hear John yell all the time.
That's all I do.
Richard!
And then he comes a-running. Just tell me.
Do the thing. Get Richard in here.
Genetic researchers at the University of Buffalo injected human cells into mouse embryos and created a mouse that's 4% human.
Cool.
It could lead to the ability to grow human organs in animals someday.
And also,
but obviously there are some ethical concerns.
Eliminate the need for the guy in the suit at Disneyland. We'll have ourselves a real Mickey Mouse.
Uh-huh.
Will he have
I'm
the same
a scientific anomaly. Want a photo? Sorry, sometimes I throw up. I'm not 100% thing yet. I'm like the fly.
Astronomers think they've captured...
Brundle Mouse.
He's just in the picture.
You should kill me, kid. Every part of my body aches.
Astronomers think they've...
They had a new Mickey costume. It's unbelievable. He's so real.
It's because I am real. I'm a mouseman.
Some dude gets a liver from Mickey.
Oh, God. The only donor that matched, and we don't know how this happened, was a Dr. Moreau-style Mickey Mouse we built in Florida. It's real. And he's willing to give you his kidney.
Uh-huh. You'll owe me.
What's wrong with it? Oh, it's not a thing yet.
Astronomers think they've captured the first image of a new planet forming. It's a giant swirling disk of gas and space dust that kind of looks like a hurricane if the clouds were on fire.
The timer's out on the dad joke.
Nope.
Okay, just making sure swirling disk of gas didn't get you all fired up.
A new study found that bumblebees can force plants to flower earlier, so worker bees can get more pollen. When they bite the leaves, the plants flower on average 30 days earlier than they would otherwise.
Wow, that's a little bee rape, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's a little aggressive. They bite the leaves and it
opens up, flower presents.
30 days earlier. Researchers never knew about this until now.
Flower can't run.
And they have no idea how the process works and why it works.
It's got to take it.
And that's your science news!
Like a girl in the joint.
That's right.
You gotta take it.
Same way Barb used to have to take it from Jay all the time. Oh, wait, there she comes. Hold on.
Oh.
Barb says, I'm just a messenger here, John. The inmate I'm speaking for gets out in less than a year. And I'll just tell you, she used to vacillate between Jesus and the V.
What?
That's what I want on the radio. Phrases like that. She used to vacillate between Jesus and the V. Wanted to make a pact not to masturbate. Jesus was watching. I did, however, spend a few years with Jay in the 90s. Puke. This has made my morning. Barb.
Who the hell is Barb?
I don't know, but she tore up the 90s
Man,
and she was in prison.
That's solid. I spent most of the 90s with Jay. And then she had a cellmate that used to vacillate between Jesus
and
the V. Great band name.
Great lyric.
Vacillating Jesus is a good band name. But she wouldn't masturbate because God was watching. But then every once in a while, she's like, screw it.
Angel and the devil.
Sometimes you just got to wrestle
I
your
can't
bean.
Hold out.
I gotta fight my bean. I'm vacillating. This is tough. In and out between these and that's. Either it's Jesus loves me or I love the bean.
Between these and that.
This is hard.
Justin Strasberg lives in Eagle Mountain, Utah. And he works as a garage door installer. Turns out that his source for garage doors was stealing them from other people's homes. Justin would go to homes under construction, steal the garage door, and then install it for one of his clients. When the cops finally busted him earlier this month, they linked him to at least 8 open reports on stolen garage doors.
I don't even know what that
was. They're more.
How do you feel going home and your garage door's missing?
Your house isn't done.
You just yeah, oh, so I see. Oh, I was going to say, just hate your neighbors for not noticing that.
That's what I thought, too.
No, so
it's really not a question.
Not
somebody's
person.
Dismantling my door.
They just took it and didn't put a new one in. I think that was part of the program. We'll just take this one off and disappear for a
while. Well, you've been doing a lot of projects lately.
No, none. Just figured you'd wanted a new door, and they just took the old one without you cleaning your garage or anything. Car's still in the driveway.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos.
No smugglers news?
Yeah, what happened? It's Friday tradition.
I've got some smugglers news.
Yeah, when you made the guy go get it, didn't you text him? Oh, he probably texted you and told you time's up. It's
off. He texts me, says he's
check your messages.
I just checked.
Usually after 20 years, like, teams come together.
Oh, no, please.
And they work better together, you know, like the Bulls.
Well-oiled machine, man.
It's nothing you can do.
Triangle offense.
You're dealing with a guy. Look, Brady's in a spot right now. He's got to admit his dad might be Manuel Noriega.
I've got some smugglers news. These are stories about people hiding contraband and getting busted. We call it the smugglers news. Smugglers blues. In Eaton County, Michigan, animal control officers recovered a stolen 4-week-old German Shepherd. Guy got into a car crash.
How do you smuggle that?
And when the
police showed up to the car crash, we need the gayest guy we can find. We got to shove a German Shepherd in him.
The guy tried to hide the puppy in his pants.
Oh, for God's sakes, man! I was kidding.
The hell?
How gay are you? Well, I did some time, and I had a black boyfriend for a while. All right, you're perfect. Shove the German Shepherd up your ass.
When they're first born, they are really
they're tiny.
Tiny.
Still wouldn't want one in me.
No, that probably
that goes for all
not
dogs.
Feel
that's
well.
Every breed, even a Chihuahua.
Even Steve-O wouldn't do
that. Yeah, a living dog in my butt. I do a lot of work with the Humane Society, for crying out loud, and I think that's frowned upon. Here, I got a few of them for you. Why didn't you just put them in a basket?
I got a few of them for you.
He's driving.
A former Green Beret and his son were arrested Wednesday in Massachusetts on charges. They smuggled Nissan Motor Company chairman Carlos Ghosn out of Japan in a box while he awaited trial for financial misconduct charges. So this guy is a hired mercenary. He's been around for years. This Green Beret and his son. He's got a company. He's been involved with some government operations, the U.S. Marshals Service. But this guy hired him to get him out of Japan.
Wow.
Because he doesn't think he was
smuggled to Japanese?
A fair trial. Yeah, so they said what they did was they had audio equipment. They had a couple of big boxes.
Electronics. It's Japan.
Put the chairman in there. The one son, they chartered a jet. It passed the inspection.
Didn't even see a Japanese guy inside the box?
No.
Just it went right
because
through X-ray.
Probably a private.
How about that?
Is the guy dead now? Why is he talking about this now?
Yeah.
Because they're holding, here, now right? they're holding yeah. him. They're back in the United States, and now they're talking whether to extradite him or...
Oh, I'd love to see that in one of those 8-year-old kid unboxing videos. He thought he got himself some speakers. And then a chairman shoots
Nissan
out.
Nissan chairman.
Hey, it's the chairman of Nissan. Yeah. One with a couple of my bots.
He's a citizen of 3 countries. He's got 3 passports.
No, he's good then. Why didn't he just fly somewhere else?
Getting out was the problem.
Oh, yeah. Right. Because he was a lawbreaker.
And that's your smuggler's news.
Just if you hire somebody to do a job, you probably don't want them yapping about it right after.
I boxed up the old chairman from Japan, got him out of some heat. He's living in Canada now.
Well, they got busted when they came over to the United States. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Anytime a person gets out of a box after international travel, you've got to assume probably not on the
hey,
open.
Guys! Yeah, hey,
I didn't want to pay for a ticket. Come on. You're up to no good, right?
If I'm the next guy hiring, though, and... You know, I'm, and that guy's on the list. I'm probably not going to hire him because he's already spilled the beans on his last job. You want somebody that's a little.
How good are you at keeping secrets?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, got another letter from Jay.
Here we go.
Robin is sweet for sure. I was cool to everyone in the joint, unless you cross the line. Robin is a cool ass chick. We work together at a place called Televerde. Robin's cool to this day. She owns her own business and actually comes and sprays my house.
I don't know what that means.
Man.
I know what it means.
It's going to be about 8 minutes.
Oh, she sprays her house to make sure we get no scorpions.
I didn't follow up.
Little shout out. Business shout out.
Yeah, there you go. Robin's scorpion spray. You're going to be blown away at how she gets it done. Do you have a truck or anything? No.
Nope. Got this.
Do you have any? You don't carry a tank? Watch this. All I need you to do is turn this fan on.
Only takes
Whoa!
Two,
Holy
takes one
Christ.
Finger to turn this machine on.
Scorpions hate this stuff.
She is great.
Wow. What's coming out of her? Ew. Anyway.
Hey, John. We're having an old school party right before COVID-19, and all the real down people are coming. We had to cancel, though. Maybe you's douchebag Barb wasn't invited, and that's why she's all mad. You guys are coming to my party when we reconvene. What the F? Masturbate. What?
She's still responding to the last one. This is all great stuff. Thank you. It might be better than the debate we were about to have. They just keep emailing back and forth, and I read them in their actual voices.
The first radio video is what happens when you throw a brick into a washing machine.
Oh. Don't do this.
On the spinning function.
Is this a mystery?
Terrible. Yeah, it's going to be loud, right?
Yeah, it's going to break some stuff.
Going to sound like a Lars Ulrich drum solo.
Pretty loud, pretty powerful.
He had to lay it on his side.
I'm guessing it jumps on its side.
It attacks.
That dude is someone I never want to
so
meet.
High.
You're always going to be poor. You're always going to be poor.
Oh, my God.
Look at that horrible
One more
shed.
Time.
That place that they're at. Yeah. You'll never have a penny.
They're listening to Limp Bizkit.
Of course. They are Limp Bizkit.
You're not going to laugh if that thing shoots out of you.
It's just a washing machine on its side. That guy can't get enough.
He's cracking up.
I'm going to go shoot them all.
He's not.
That's an insane person. You can't be that entertained by that.
I really wanted that brick to fly out and hit him.
So did I.
He's got a brick stuck in his head. Look, look, look at him. Look, look.
Yeah.
Man, digital summer has fallen off the side of the planet. What happened to them? I ruined my mom's washer. You're going to get beaten. When your stepdad comes home, if your stepdad comes home, you're in big trouble, buddy. You know what's weird about that? He's alone. He did that by himself.
Yeah,
he's got his camera set up.
No, is there's that a camera? I think that's his buddy. Phil.
I don't know.
There's one dude laughing
it's
and
on
one
the ground,
camera
dude.
Tripod, and he is alone.
It looks like it moves out of the way.
Yeah, he moves back and grabs it.
He grabs it.
Yeah.
There's only one voice, Brady.
There's a dude. I don't know.
That
man,
sounded like that. That sounded like a second one.
Either way. I'm pretty sure that guy's enjoying that a lot more than anyone else.
I was thinking his buddy was sitting in the chair, maybe.
No, that is a dude doing that
coming after him
in front of a shed. You will never, ever be successful. We want to make you CEO. Be rad.
No, no. Couldn't possibly.
When you spent your day with Steve-O, did anything go down? Did he do anything stupid?
No.
No? Well, nothing?
Just that night.
Did you?
No.
Check it out. I'm going to kick this wet floor sign down. Piso Mojado yourself!
I would think you'd want to fit in, so you know you might try something.
Yeah.
You might.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve-O, watch this. Hey, dickhead!
See?
Give me your mop.
What are you doing?
I kicked this bucket, Steve-O. Die.
It's not how it works, Brady. Quit it.
You're just being a dick.
Making fun of people isn't what we do.
Let's throw a brick in Ronnie's washing machine.
That's dumb.
Brand new.
I don't know, bro. Sounds stupid.
Brady and Steve-O.
Brady and Steve-O are best friends. At least one of them thinks so. They're best friends. Out on the town, he's not running, they're just racing. He's best friends with Steve-O.
Who are you?
What a combo.
That was another long race, Steve-O.
I'm trying to run away.
I caught you.
You're like Jason, bro. I can't get rid of you.
Do you guys have a lot in common? Did you talk about
so
that?
Much in common?
Look, Steve-O!
Drugs.
I filled this 7-Up bottle with gasoline and stuffed a lit rag in it. Let's throw it at something.
That's illegal, bro. Don't. Run!
Physical challenges.
You gotta stop committing crimes, bro.
Brady's doing it wrong.
We're best friends. We're jackasses.
Can I be part of the jackass?
Let's put a baby in a washing machine.
You're maniacal, bro. Untie me.
Videos available at bbogan.98.99. TikTok. I'm a jerk. TikTok. It's 8:15.
I got one last radio video because it's from Memorial Day. Did you, the one I sent you yesterday?
The TikTok. Oh, great. It's
he's been TikTok. On TikTok again.
Perfect.
It's the changing
timing.
Of the guard. What a lead on the tomb of the unknown soldier. Is it? I'd never seen it before. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of neat. Yeah. A very serious moment after you've killed several people.
I want to bring it down a little bit. Gather around.
Blew up a Korean barbecue with a Molotov cocktail. Now, let's remember the fallen.
Yeah, geez, Brady.
We laughed.
You know what? You should have just abandoned this. We could have done this at the end of the show, but why not?
We've gone to break, you know, laughing.
Schizophrenia is fun. Let's play. Go ahead.
It's not loading.
Okay.
Oh, never mind.
That was a beautiful moment.
I've got smuggler's news.
You've had that. We're done with you. Today's word will be vacillate.
Okay.
Because I can't stop thinking about the moral dilemma that prisoner had between fiddling her bean or believing in the Lord.
The pest control thing's pretty.
The pest control squirting is pretty awesome, too. But I don't know what word I can use for that. So vacillate. Well, you'll vacillate between, whether or not Hunter Pest Control or this lady is a better option for scorpions. I want to watch one of them. Jeremy, I'm sorry, you're out. Vacillate today. If you want to text 97936, that one will get you qualified for the whole deal. Still trying to work on my prison fight. I've got one more hope, and then maybe we'll turn it over to you guys. It's 98 KUPD.